You're listening to Timeless Talks on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It's higher, but you'll get over it.
What were you on? Colors, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go ahead and go with purple. I feel like purple for me because I just ate a purple Mike and Ike, so I had to change my color. So, yeah, purple for me. Why purple? I think purple because, you know, very motivated person. I like to get a lot of stuff done. Very spontaneous. Purple's just out there. It's not like any other color, you know. Like, I feel like a lot of people like blue. A lot of people like yellow. But, you know, purple, man, it's like, you're special, you know?
You picked that because of a Mike and Ike.
Hey, that doesn't mean it's not a, color, bro.
Your favorite color
is now purple.
That's forever. Ridiculous.
I mean, if you think about it, history, isn't purple like royalty or something?
It's a forever thing. Yeah. Purple's royalty,
so there we go. See?
I got my historians backing me up over here.
No, you got a good color. That's ridiculous because purple is my favorite color. I was like,
No, it was not.
I promise you it was.
The cap
I was
is over here crazy.
Thinking, no, that's also mad when you said that.
Give him your
that.
Hat. He's capping.
Okay. You know what? I'm not going to put my energy
then
into
put
this.
Make your hair purple then, not orange.
Yeah, I want you to come tomorrow and go purple. Hey, why isn't it orange, bro? Yeah, choose orange.
Well, what happened was I got home and my little brother wanted to do orange, so I was like, I'm going to do it with you.
That sounds like a great story for somebody whose favorite color isn't purple.
All right, that's nice.
You could have convinced him to do purple.
Yeah.
His favorite color was red, but it didn't come out as red.
Why isn't your favorite color red?
It used to be when I had anger issues.
He has a red shirt on.
I mean, you go to a red school, too.
Exactly.
Red school pays me full tuition, so, I mean, I don't think I would throw that away.
His last name starts with an R, so
Ramsey.
Yeah, I think we're stretching. Okay, let's go ahead and start with what's the best compliment you've ever gotten? We only got about, 3 minutes left in this, so we got to be fast. The best compliment. Come on, bro. There has to be one. Like somebody was like, "You have great hair." Or like, "You're a great Clayton."
Oh, I got told I had really nice hands.
Whoa, that's kind of weird.
It was driving.
Checking them out.
We're examining them.
I've
seen a lot of hands before. I don't know what makes you stand out.
Hey, I was driving, and this old lady next to me said to my brother, "Your girlfriend has really nice hands," and he was like, "It's my sister." She goes,
Sorry. I read that wrong. Keep going.
Not from Alabama.
If
you're from Alabama, I'm sorry.
Hands. She said, "You have really nice hands." So I was like, "Okay, thanks." So that's a good compliment, I guess.
No, it actually is. From an old lady, it's nice. If it was from anybody else, it'd be weird.
Yep.
Clayton.
I guess back to you asked earlier about like worst compliment. I would have to say that was my best compliment because,
The
nice
earlier. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
you're too nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, like I said earlier, I want to at least make some kind of difference in this world, you know, and so, you know, being nice is my thing, then being nice is my thing, you know.
Yeah, man. Ride high
with
the bro.
It is what it is.
Ride high.
Keep rolling.
Punches. What about you?
Best compliment. Oh man, best compliment I ever got. I feel like whenever somebody compliments like your style, I feel like the best compliment I get is when somebody tells me I smell good. I feel like that's like one of those compliments like, it just adds a little boost to your day. I don't know. I really like that. So what about you, Chris?
Yeah, I like that one. But we're not going to say that one because you said it.
Oh, my gosh.
My best compliment, Jesus, do I get those?
Do I get those? What? Get out of here. I'll go to your TikTok right now and pull up. Like,
all right. Let's calm down. Yeah, just that best compliment that I just inspire people, that my energy and my vibe inspires people. That's a pretty, that job makes my heart beat a little bit other than everything else in life. But
okay, that's great. Sorry. I didn't mean to come off me.
He's like, I'm about to choke.
I was going to end it on this question. If you could go back to your 8-year-old self and give themselves one piece of advice, what would it be?
I hit him in the chest.
I said advice, bro. Not.
I mean, I hit him. I love you, bro.
Ruin his day.
Nah, hey, he would take that to the heart, literally.
Yeah, no, he'd be in the grave. You're too strong to be doing that.
No, thanks. Go ahead,
Joe. I would be never give up on gymnastics.
Ooh. I mean, just keep going, work hard, and do your very best in everything.
You.
Say what up to Chris Ramsey. I don't know.
Yeah, let's start this YouTube stuff earlier. Let's start the. Oh, we still got. Hey, we
40
is
seconds.
That, is that we still got? Oh, nice. Okay, hold on. So for everyone out there listening, man, I just want to know if y'all believe in aliens. But we could go on to the next.
Good thing we only have 30 seconds. Yeah, can't talk about it.
I'll talk about it all day.
Well, this was an amazing show of Timeless Talks. Thank you to Clayton and Emily Track and Field and Gymnastics for bringing on.
Collab.
Yeah, a nice collab tonight. With these last 15 seconds, don't forget to shop Timeless Talks merch at www.timelesstalks.org. Get you a mug, get you a hat, a sweatshirt. And yeah, this was Timeless Talks tonight. Thank you.
Bye. Have a great night.
Peace.